With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world. Spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Happy Me Radio Show. I'm your host, Lillian Daniels, and thank you so much for tuning in on this Saturday. You're listening to Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. The Happy Me Radio Show was created to really give you natural solutions to your knee pain to allow you to live an active and happy life and really do the things that you love. After tearing my ACL, and healing it myself, I now enjoy helping others relieve their knee pain and get back to an activity level that they desire and really feel confident in their knee abilities. So, like, I ran the New York City Marathon, walk frequently pretty much every day, long distances, and I'm able to really move without fear. And so the Happy Knee Radio Show is to really help others do the same. Definitely visit thehappyknee.com. Sign up to get your free Happy Knee gift. It's a guide that has three of the key elements that are in the Happy Knee program. One, it's gorgeous. Number one, it works. Number two, it's gorgeous. And I put a lot of work into making sure that it really, really is effective for you all. So definitely check it out. I hope you enjoy. So today's topic is really self-care is healthcare. I've been talking a while on how, I'm definitely going to probably talk or expanding and talking about more than just knees. As I went through recovery and as, many Happy Knee clients go through recovery, you start to realize how being healthy, having a happy and active life, once you get through healing your knee and relieving the pain, there are other elements that play into it. And so for that reason, other topics that can really help you get to that just real place of absolute joy, because you're going to have a knee that's happy, that really works. And so it's really exciting to add on other areas. So today, I'm talking about how self-care is healthcare. One thing I'm excited to share, my opinion on is how taking care of ourselves can really help to serve as a huge, huge preventative measure in, helping us to avoid a lot of diseases, a lot of things that we deal with every day that we might take for granted and that we might accept as normal. And so instead of looking at self-care as something that we do once a week, we do once a year, I think it's important to understand that we are taking care of ourselves or harming ourselves every moment of the day. And it's important to understand, okay, what are some tricks that we can do to help ensure that we're really taking care of ourselves, that we're able to operate at a peak level, you know? And it's like when we are able to take care of ourselves, when we're able to nurture ourselves through healthy eating, through taking care of our mind and other aspects, it allows us to, one, extend our life, and to really help others as well, you know, and do the best that we can. So I want to start off with stress. Stress is something that I really, really have, a bone to pick with. the reason I really want to focus on stress is because I think that areas such as, I need to work out, you know, where we focus on the physical, or, I need to, eat healthy, where, you know, we focus on, you know, what we put into our bodies. Like, those are two areas that are very, very much so popular. Everyone's talking about them in terms of adding to our quality of life. And, you know, when you think about, okay, adding to a quality of life, well, what do you want to couple it with? I want to couple a quality life with a long life. Like, I want to have a long, high-quality life. And, you know, eating healthy, working out contributes to that. But something that can almost obliterate and knock out all of that work that you're doing is stress. Like, it literally changes your DNA. And I say this all the time, so if you don't see me every day, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm hearing this for the first time. But I say this all the time. Like, I was completely blown away when I found that stress literally changes your DNA. So it's like, yeah, okay, great. It changed your DNA, but what does that mean? Well, that means that, what does it mean, or what is the impact on your day-to-day? And so it changes your DNA. It just goes to, that is speaking to the impact, right? So you think about, I had, you know, spicy food. So that means I had indigestion, right? So you can directly connect the act with the result, right? And, you know, the whole point of saying it changes your DNA is to really, you know, connect the act of allowing stress into your life with the result, which is your DNA is going to change. But on top of that, you know, you shorten your life. And so I think it's really important when we're looking at self-care is to evaluate, okay, what are things that are causing a stress? And really, really, really give yourself permission to put, you may have said, oh, I should just accept that. You know, so like there are some things that we accept on a daily basis that just really stress us out, that we will just chalk up to saying, uh-oh, that's something I'm supposed to put up with. And I did the same thing where I would say, you know, stress isn't something. Actually, I did the opposite, actually, which is I thought stress was something you completely eliminate. But it's something that we're going to encounter no matter what. And so it's something that I don't think you can really eliminate it. If you guys have figured out how to eliminate it, let me know. That'd be awesome. But I do think it's something that we can better manage so that it's not causing us extreme, extreme harm, which it will. You know, like it has that power, right? Just because it's not something we can visually see, it's causing us harm. So I think that it's really important to understand, okay, what are the things that are causing me stress? And then once you have identified those things that are causing stress, look to manage them. So, for example, I used to have a commute to work that was 2 hours in and 2 hours back. For me, that was an example of something that would stress me out, but that I would just say, oh, that's something that I'm going to accept. That's something that I'm going to say is normal. That's something that I am going to continue to allow. And so after a little bit, I really became kind of numb to the effect that it was having on me, because it can definitely have, you know, stress in any form will have a domino effect and will touch and permeate other areas of your life. So what I did for that was I adjusted and I put in a request to, you know, work from home on some days. And that really made a huge, huge difference. Another thing that I realized is a huge stressor is getting your health as you are looking to build wealth or as you're just working away. And the recurring theme that people have in terms of, okay, how do I handle stress, includes somebody else, right? And so this is like if you, do a pool of people and say, okay, what's stressing you out? And this is just from the presentation I did. 70% of those answers had to do with somebody else. So it had to do, oh, this person is doing this, or, oh, there's this factor that somebody else is influencing. And it's important to, okay, is this a situation that is stressing me out because somebody else, or is this a situation that is stressing me out that's psychological or something that a stress that I'm imposing on myself? And so if it's a stress that you're imposing on yourself, really, be kind to yourself. And this is something that I took away from Thailand in terms of just yoga and the mindset is really being kind to yourself. In yoga, you want to, do your best and continuously improve, but you don't want to push yourself to a point of injury. And in yoga, it's a point of physical injury. And in our day-to-day lives, we can push ourselves to a point of mental, psychological injury. And so you really want to be kind to yourself, especially if you're dealing with a stress that you're self-imposing. And this is quite easy. You might say, oh, my gosh, I didn't achieve this. I'm a horrible person. And that's a form of, really negatively talking to yourself and causing yourself harm. Now, getting back to the stress that is caused by other individuals, which is 70% from what I've seen in terms of answering, 70% of the causing of stress, really, I guess, try to figure out how you can either eliminate that stress or how you can transition it into a situation you can control. So not controlling that person, but controlling the situation. So an example of that might be looking past the person and asking, okay, what is the end result I want? So if you're looking past the person, looking at the end result that you want, that helps you to take that person out of the situation and put you in control of the situation. And by default, you are helping to eliminate your stress. So that is one thing that I absolutely, really, really, really wanted to share in terms of self-care, reducing stress. And that's something that you can do on a daily basis. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to the Happy Me Radio Show. This is Lillian Daniels. I'm your host. Today's topic is self-care is healthcare. And we're going through different things that you can do on a regular basis. You don't have to go to a spa to have self-care, although that is absolutely joy-filled, and I love that. But it's important for us to be kind to ourselves each and every day. Don't just say, okay, on the 6th of the month, that's when I'm going to be nice to myself, and every other day of the month, you're just kind of, beating yourself up or harming yourself unconsciously. And so definitely visit thehappyme.com. Get your free Happy Me gift. It's so, 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 so filled with such great information, things that I learned along the way. And if you have knee pain, a huge knee injury, it will literally change your life. Like, I put in there what changed my life after I tore my ACL, so it's just like, enjoy. So back to, self-care. So we went over stress, how you can help to eliminate stress for yourself, how you can help eliminate stress when you are allowing, when it involves other individuals. Now, one thing that I think is also, it's hard to do, and it's, you know, really popular, I think when you see magazines that says, oh yeah, you're going to have a morning routine, you're going to meditate for 20 minutes, all this stuff. When you break it down, and you look at your schedule, sometimes you're like, you know, I don't have time to be perfect all the time. I don't have time to, you know, make sure, okay, did I do my meditation? Did I do this? Did I do that? And you think about it, you're putting your energy on the act of completing it, whether you did or not, as opposed to the actual practice, you know, the actual doing. So my solution for that, and this is coming from someone that went to Thailand, became certified in yoga, happy yoga, came back. My solution for if you find meditation challenging or if you find it intimidating, like I did, where I was, you know, I was in training and I was just like, is this meditation? Is this meditation? Am I feeling it yet? You know? And of course I got to a point where I was like, oh wow, okay, this is it. But that's because I had 3 weeks in isolation where I didn't have any other obligations. But that is not normal. That is not something that we usually have the luxury of doing on a regular basis. So if you're not able to set aside, you know, 3 weeks where you're able to concentrate and focus on getting meditation down pat, a great place to start is simply taking 3 deep breaths. Yes, I just did one. but you just open up your chest and you take 3 deep breaths. And if you do it in the morning before the sunrise, that really even adds an additional element of calmness, of focus, and increased benefit. And when you start at those 3 breaths, you can go forward. You can work your way up to, you know, 20 minutes of meditation or whatever you like. But importantly, you will start to see results. You will start to feel better, you know, right off the bat. And you're doing something that is not, that is, you know, just is achievable. I found that when I just took 3 deep breaths, my whole day was literally shifted into something I could control, something that I felt calm about, as opposed to some, you know, just jumping out of bed and just, okay, gotta go, right? And then, you know, having that frantic mode set the tone for your day versus coming from just stopping. And I think maybe what the biggest thing is, you are stopping. And you are time. And even though it's 3 breaths, the point of stopping really helps to set the tone for your day and puts you in control. And that is huge. So the second pointer after, you know, reducing stress and managing stress is to really, you know, just breathe. And recently I did a post in New York Yoga and Life magazine, and in that is included a pose. I included a pose that really helps to open up your chest, and I'll include the link below the show notes on where to get your copy. But opening up the chest as well as opening up the hips are huge in helping to control your body and helping to increase your health and longevity. You know, in the chest, you have your heart, and, you know, you have, you have your heart. And it also houses a lot of stress. And if you just take a deep breath and you just, you know, put your shoulders back, you can kind of tell sometimes how stressed you are. Like, when you're in a moment of stress, try bringing your shoulders back, pushing your chest forward, and opening it and just opening up your chest. And I found that when I did that, it was, you know, it was more challenging to do that during a state of stress. And I was like, whoa, this psychological, you know, element of stress is having a physical, it's manifesting physically in me. And so when you think about that, you know, it's just like, whoa, how much, you know, how much damage are you doing to your body by allowing stress? And, you know, so that definitely just breathe. Visit the Happy Me YouTube channel, and there is a breathing technique called Brahmari, and that really allows you to kind of take yourself out of, like, really, you know, noisy elements and all that, and just really focus and quiet the mind. And this is it's a breathing technique that you can really do anywhere. So definitely check that out. I put that up for you guys. And you definitely want to get your copy of the New York Life and Yoga magazine, and I'll include that in the links below. So being kind to yourself. We talked about stress. We talked about just breathing. And anything that I talk about would not be complete without me touching upon food. So from what I've learned is, like, when it comes to food, eat as simply as possible. And I'll talk about this in another episode, and most likely as they evolve into more topics, but a lot of the things that are dressed up into some type of luxury are things that we can really do already. For example, say you're going on a juice fast, or say you're going on a fast. Instead of, you know, saying, oh my gosh, I can't do that unless I've gone to a retreat, unless I do this or do that. No, all you really need is some good quality water, and you can do a fast. And that's actually giving your body a break and allowing your body to really go through the motions of functioning. For example, think about, I just came up with this, but think about how the sun has a process of rising and setting, right? Now, our body has a same process of, you know, going through the motions. And the process, I believe, is interrupted by the foods that we eat. And so, I don't know what an interruption in the sun rising and setting would be. I don't know, what do you want to say, like it raining or such? I don't know. But, you know, eating is an interruption of that process. Not to say, you know, you shouldn't be eating, but that just of course speaks to make sure that what you're eating is helping to improve that process, or at the very least maintain that process, right? And so, you know, taking a break every now and then to, like, allow the body to in order again is, you know, really helpful. And then also in terms of food, just really eating simply. I would say eating simply and redefining what is good food. So, like, there are certain things that, you know, I'm just like, oh my gosh, that is delicious, and I just can't go without. For example, my grandmother will make, and you guys are probably like, well, you know, nobody cares. I can't have any, so why would you tell me? But I'm going to just share it. dumplings, peach dumplings, where she puts in all these spices, like cinnamon and almond extract, note, which I am in love with. I love pretty much anything almond. Almond extract and peaches over it, this fluffy, you know, biscuit-like dish. I think I'm going to have to make it for me. Yeah, okay. But it's really delicious. However, it might be seen as something I shouldn't be eating all the time. And that's the key thing, all the time. And so the two things I want to say is just be kind to yourself. So if you say, you know what, instead of beating yourself up and say, oh my gosh, you're a horrible person for wanting that piece of cake or that, you know, piece of fried chicken or such, you know, don't. Because like we spoke of earlier, stress, negative talk, change your DNA, manifest physically. So you might avoid that piece of chicken, but if you are thinking negatively about yourself, you're still reaping negative effects on your body. So, dude, just get the chicken or don't. Other thing is just really enjoy and shop for quality ingredients. What I do is I love going to a local CSA, a farmer's market, and the thing when you visit those types of places, you are getting the freshest ingredients. You're getting the produce that is really just really, really fresh and flavorful, and it will literally make you fall in love with vegetables again. Well, period, especially if you haven't already liked them. But eating simply is easier when you have quality ingredients. So eat simply, and to make that easy, go to your local farmer's market or join a local CSA, and that will make eating simple easy. Now, what is eating simple? Eating simple means it takes you 5 minutes or less to do it, unless it's potatoes, which take a longer period of time because you got to bake them or boil them. And so it doesn't take that long to make, and you don't have to smother it with flavoring and all that stuff, although you can, but, you know, it's just really simple. So we're starting to enter spring, and it's a great time to take advantage of all the awesome ingredients. I do not know how to make rhubarb, but for those of you that do, friggin' kudos. I wish I did, but I do not. But, you know, rhubarb is just one of the many items that are coming of season that you can really enjoy. Asparagus. Those are things that I think are really, really delicious that you are coming into season and that you can absolutely enjoy. And all you need is some salt and some oil. Saute them. You can put them in the oven. And so when you get good ingredients, it's really just effortless, like truly effortless. And I'm all about easy. All about easy, and I love food. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. It was something that was very, very, very much so bothering me. Because I really think that, you know, taking care of yourself is something that you can do each and every day. You can be nice to yourself each and every day. You can take a deep breath each and every day. And just because you can do it every day doesn't mean it's something you should take for granted. You know, it's like it's something that you can do that will make a huge impact, and that is awesome. And I just think that for me, I know for me, it really adds to the quality of my life. You know, being kind to yourself every day, understanding that, oh, my gosh, I have the tools myself and in my home and all that, make sure that, oh, okay, I don't want my knee to hurt, so, you know, I can do X, Y, and Z. That's where, you know, for those of you that have knee pain, visit thehappyknee.com. Make sure you sign up and get your free Happy Knee gift, because it's literally just deals with all the things that I did, three of the things that I did to get me to a healed knee. And it's just like stress, not breathing enough, and eating unhealthy are all things that are almost habitual, in that it's easy to not eat healthy. It's easy to not take a deep breath. It's easy to stress out. And so when you can reverse those three major, major elements and, you know, understand that it's not something that you have to wait to experience until you get to vacation, that's huge. And the Happy Knee Radio Show is all about really adding quality to your life and years to your life. Like, my goal is get to 95, happy, energetic, and healthy. And that's all that we're, you know, working towards. So I hope that you guys really enjoyed today's episode. Definitely check out the show notes, including some great treats. Visit thebollybead.com. Mother's Day is coming up, and that is a gift that she will not want to miss out on, that you do not want to miss out getting her. So visit thebollybead.com and make sure you choose your Bali bead for your mom. And I hope you enjoyed. And check out the show notes. I'm including some awesome, awesome tips. Have a great weekend. And make sure you take a deep breath. Make sure you enjoy some quality food. And get rid of the stress. Have a good one.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.